5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Little do you know, I was in this morning preparing the show.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Preparation and fat aren't normally in the same sentence.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M. I feel good.
Middle of the week. Hump day. And that means a quiz. Fat's getting involved again. So hump day quiz coming up. Angus Brayshaw coming up, of course. Into hospital. I'm not sure if it's syndesmosis.
Oh, yes.
If it's Liz Frank. If it's whatever the hell else tendons you got in your foot, Fat. But he's had one of them operated on. So we're going to find out what he's doing. Sad ass just lying around with a moon boot.
Come on, Gus.
So we'll find out what Gus is up to, of course. We'll have a closing joke, which won't be funny, and that'll be your show, pretty much. Hello to you, Fat.
I'm not sure about the show today, Jim, to be honest, because, you know why?
Why?
One Brayshaw is enough.
Yeah.
Let alone two.
He's a bit weird, this one, a bit different.
Yes, he is.
We need to find out what he's up to.
Oh, we will. He's lying in bed. But looking forward to the show. Big show. The quiz is always a feature, I think, Jim.
Not really, no.
And g'day to you, Lumpsy Warren.
Tony Abbott faced some hostility of his own.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Dig it.
Oh, really?
See, that's why I never became a politician.
Was that
Jim?
The reason? Yep.
Yeah, that was the reason.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
What's your position on the independence of the Auditor General?
Kobe?
I still haven't got an opinion.
Kobe?
Auditor General. Hey, Jim.
Yes.
The round 17 NAB AFL Rising Star. Guess who?
Yes, our man.
Our man, IQ.
IQ.
Isaac Quaynor.
Yes, good. We like him.
He can read the play. He's a good player, the boy, so I like him.
He's good, yep.
Ever since he came on with us, Jim, he's just played really good footy.
A juggernaut. Well, people should start realising that, Bill.
Yeah,
we've done that to many footballers. Battling away, they come on the rush hour, they get an injection of confidence.
Josh Battle.
Oh, there you go. They just airborne fat.
Exactly.
Yeah, we'll take all the credit for the good ones.
Tom Mitchell.
And the ones that come on and stink it up, that's their fault.
Well, I think we had Lockie Neal on early in the year.
Yes, and how well did he go?
That's right. And Nick Nat about round 5 or 6.
That's
and look
it.
At him.
Look at him, of course. The Hawk week, of course. Hawk, and now he's on top of the Coleman.
Mm.
So don't worry, Fat. We are the panacea.
No, we're just the injection.
Right. I see. What else is happening, please?
Tom Papley. What about him staying at Sydney?
Papa.
And you know who he's credited as staying in Sydney? John Longmire. Ooh. He loves him.
Right.
So it was some talk. He might go back to or go to Carlton. But no, he said, no, I'm staying in Sydney.
I tell you, the only people that aren't as happy with that as everyone else.
Who?
His fellow small forwards in the Swans forward 50.
They don't get a look in.
They don't get a look in ever. He's got better blinkers, Fat, than give me a champion racehorse that only ever wore blinkers. Winks.
No,
I don't know.
Kevin Bartlett.
Whatever a bloody racehorse is that couldn't run without blinkers, that is Papa. If he gets it inside 50, no point even being there.
Yeah, exactly right. I'm just trying to think of one. Other footy news, yes. Tom Brown. Is reporting that Carlton will make a decision on Eddie Betts next week, Jim, because this week is all about Cade Simpson. I like that.
Oh, good one.
I like that.
Yeah, it's good.
So you would think Eddie'd go for one more, maybe, would you?
If they're not going to announce it and celebrate him, because if they're not playing finals, which they won't, then you'd think he's going around again. Otherwise, they'd make a big deal of him as well.
Plus, no Tom Papley going to Carlton, so that helps Eddie.
Yes, yep.
Nakia Cockatoo, talk that he's been given a big offer to go to Brisbane, Jim.
This is a man that you've been talking up for the best part of 6 years, and we've never seen play the game.
No, he's played about 20 or 30 games. And shown glimpses of being an absolute superstar.
Right.
Glimpses, cocky,
yep.
And let me tell you, Jim, he'll go up there and he'll win a Brownlow. He'll be one of the greatest players to ever play the game. So,
what do you think,
I know, but...
That's what he's going to be known as from now on, Glimpses.
Glimpses.
Like you say, you got Plugs Walker, it'll be Glimpses Cockatoo.
Yep.
Mm.
Righto. Also, NBA playoffs. coming up. Oh, well, they're big games. A couple of big games today, Rabsy. Come on, you've got to get on this. The Miami Heat defeated the Celtics in overtime. That was a thriller.
It was.
Down in Manila. And then, of course, we had the Nuggets. And the Nuggets taking on the Clippers.
That's a huge, huge upset.
Well, the Clippers have choked again. I think they did it in 2015 against Houston. And they've choked again. They've gone down 104-89. So the Nuggets go through. Because that game, Jim, was win or go home, game seven.
Yes.
Have a listen to old Bill Russell.
Oh, have a listen to you go.
And Jamal Murray, he lit it up. He was feeling it early. He had 20 points of his 25 in the first half, and he was feeling it, Jim. Let me tell you.
Who? I should
it's
know
a big up. Upset, though, because Clippers have Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, and they've been bounced.
They have.
Who is the famous, I should know this, but I don't follow the sport, hence I don't, the famous NBA commentator who gives it the Warren from downtown for three? He's been calling it for years, and Clark he's got Kellogg. A weird-ass bloody voice. But every time he's a bit like Phil Leonard or Liggett or whatever his bloody name is with the soccer. Yeah, Phil Leonard was, of course, Thon Lozzie.
Cycling.
His voice is synonymous with the sport. I've got no idea what his bloody name is.
Well, that's Rabs's go. Speaking of soccer, Jim, Aaron Moy, who's an Aussie superstar, went over and played in London. Yes. There was a very good player, but now has gone to the Chinese Super League. And he's playing for Shanghai Sipchi. And overnight, in his first game, Jim, in his first game, he scored. And I was lucky enough to capture the audio.
That's it. That's the audio.
But I don't know if he actually scored then, because you reckon they would have gone, oh, no, no, no! They would have yelled out or something, Jim. They didn't get excited.
I was lucky enough to capture the audio.
Yeah,
you reckon, Bill?
Yeah. You know who set it up?
Who?
Former Chelsea star Oscar. Remember, he's only got the one name, Oscar. He's playing for him too. I know me soccer. I know me
you
league.
Do. Oh, yeah. You're global with the global game.
Well, I'll keep going global with the soccer. I'll go to the French soccer, Jim.
Right.
Overnight, the Montpellier defeated Lyon 2-1. So that was nice.
Oh,
you're
and just, tonight, you're just going, giving us scores.
Paris Saint-Germain will take on the the Mets at Parc des Princes.
So there's no Australian involvement or anything. No. You're just giving us the scores.
I'm just giving you my pronunciation.
I've been to Lyon. It's not much of a
job. No, it's not.
It's not an ordinary place, to be honest.
I've been to Paris Saint-Germain. That's a nice spot. That's better, Jim.
I think it's just called Paris.
Yeah, Paris Saint-Germain. All right, Fat. Well, is that you?
And St. Paul de Vence. I've been there, Jim. St. Paul de Vence.
That's not really a soccer team.
No, but that's where the old castles and the buildings.
Right, okay, nice.
And you eat their pancakes and playing bocce. That's all you do.
Is that the end of your
bocce?
Rap?
Bocce's Italian. Yeah.
Bocce's French, you
fools. Is that the end of your rap?
That is all at the minute.
Right, okay.
Done.
Well, on that sort of flat note.
I'll give you something that's not flat, Jimmy boy. Hit it, Rabs. Wait for it, Jim. Wide and long. Ding dong.
What is that?
That's just one of my favourite songs. Anyway, Angus Brayshaw up next. Don't go anywhere.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour.
Little handball from Vince, but it's in heavy traffic. They through come the ball. Oh! Good length by Brayshaw. Bad play time. Angus Brayshaw directly, not a strength of his game, this, directly in front. Oh! It was a single arm up, Parkeroon, straight away style business.
Well, Fat, someone needs to drag this young man back down a little because he can get ahead of himself, Angus Brayshaw, and he joins us now from the hospital bed or the couch or wherever the hell he... Where are you, by the way?
Couch, I'm on the couch in my living room, kicking back, boys. Thanks for having me.
So you've done, now what have you done? I was just in the opener saying you've had foot surgery, but is it ankle syndesmosis? Is it Frank? Is it, what the bloody hell have you done?
It's Liz Frankie sort of thing. It's pretty complicated and I don't want to trouble you two, in particular you two, with the details. I know it's above your pay grade. So the foot's in a bit of trouble. I've got a few screws in there, but I'm fine for next season, basically. Was it this year we decided to write it off and focus on next year? So that's where I'm looking.
It must be pretty bad, Gussie, because you still can make finals, so you're in contention, and they say, actually, just go home, Gus, finish and up. get some surgery.
Yeah. Yes. No. We had a look at a few different possibilities, but yeah, ultimately, Bill, good on you, mate. You're a real big guy picking on a cripple at the moment, but yeah, we decided that there wasn't going to be any possible outcome of me playing without doing a bit more damage to it. So I hope you feel good about yourself.
No. That's so if they win a couple of finals and you're just sitting on the couch, yeah.
If it was a granny, would they have jabbed it in your plate?
Yes, that's what I was told, that if it was a grand final, I'd be able to play. But the thing is, like, to get to that point, I mean, when did I do it? It would have been like a two-month rehab process, and then just to get to that point was a bit unreasonable. Whereas if you put my recovery process back 2 months, then that sort of eats into next year a bit too much. So we sort of waited all up, did all the math, and decided the best thing to do was have the surgery.
You did the maths. You didn't do that.
Yeah, so again, not your strength, Bill, so I'm going to bore you with the details.
Hey, so you've been sitting there watching Melbourne Footy Club play?
Yes, I have.
Well, bloody hard to do if you're a Melbourne supporter, and I like the D's. We all like the D's. But 2 weeks ago against Freo, poo, right? No goods. Yep. But then you watch against the Giants, a great game, and they were fantastic. So bloody hard to watch sometimes, Gussie boy.
Yeah, the Giants game was terrific. I was on Endzone. I don't know if you've ever been introduced to that, Bill, but it certainly takes the viewing experience up a few levels. So I was loving that game. But yeah, I guess, you know, it's been a bit of the story of our year, hasn't it? Good one game, drop off the next. I think before we want to be a real good team, we've got to sort that out. So I wasn't around for the build up to the Giants game. I don't know if we did anything different or I can't comment on that, but it certainly seems to be the trend of ours this year, doesn't it?
Well, I know your little brother Andy, otherwise known as Mekong Steve, was very disappointed when he didn't play in the game against Freo, because he's still got bragging rights after that time. I think it was in the Nations Centre when you tried to step through him and got owned.
Yeah.
He's got that on his phone on high rotation because his big brother thought he'd just step over his little brother and wasn't able to do it.
Yeah. You've conveniently left out the rest of that story.
I'm going to keep leaving it out too, of course. Yeah.
That's all right. No, he had a good game. I was obviously watching, but I've watched him play probably closer than any other of the Freo players, but they've got a good young group, and they certainly showed us the way to do it on that one particular instance. He was probably counting his blessings that I wasn't there, because I've got a habit of beating him up, Uncle James, and you've happened to pull out that one instance where it doesn't happen. But
he's a weird looking setup, little Mekong. He tries to pass himself off as under 185 centimeters when at best he's 180. And secondly, he's got the Nicky Dowell sort of coke can ankle setup.
Well, he got the passing his height off as incorrect, probably from your neck of the woods. I'm not sure you
John O or Henry
foot.
Or someone.
Yeah. You don't quite make 6 foot. So
no, he doesn't.
I'm gonna get on to myself in the second lot of this interview. You'll hear about that shortly. But where does he get those ankles from? His idiot father.
Well, Mark's got. He's very skinny, so I don't think he's got any girth from him. I don't know. Deborah's a lean athlete as well.
Beautiful.
Exactly. So I don't know.
Don't blame him.
Just for your own safety, Gussie boy, I'd be keeping it just to your father.
No. I was exonerating her. She's a lean athlete. There's one for you. But no, I don't know where he's got it from.
Exonerating.
He's certainly unique.
What about Hamish, who did play a game there? I don't know. But what a tee. He's a bit bigger, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a brick. He's a genuine brick. So he's 185, so he'd be about the same height as Andrew or something like that. He's just not as tall as I am, but he weighs about 90. He's the size of a fridge. He's a unit. Bill, he'd be about your size.
No,
I don't think so.
No, not quite that big. But
we would exonerate him. He wouldn't be.
Bill's just frantically writing all these words down. Exactly. We're going to take a little break because after the break, Gussie boy, we like to inflict a quiz on our guests, and Bill is a special. So that's coming up next.
Angus Brayshaw joins us.
Yes, and it's quiz time for Gussie boy because he's got the moon boot on. He's sitting on his bloody lounge. He's feeling sorry for himself because he's got recovery and all the rest of it. So we're going to run a quiz by you, Gus. You ready?
Yep. Yes, I am.
All right. The quiz is titled, "How well do you know your family members?"
We've never done this, Jim.
How well do you know the members of your own family? Question one. Who kicked 9 goals for Claremont against West Perth in 1990?
No.
That famous game.
What year was it, sorry?
1990.
I'm going to lock in James Brayshaw.
You couldn't believe that, could you? All right, that's the first one.
You believe that question?
The second one.
Yeah.
Who turned the footy show into a ratings juggernaut between the years of 2006 and 16?
No, Gus, don't answer. Don't answer.
All right, question three. See, some questions are that obvious they don't need an answer. All right, who made 86 and 67 in the famous 95-96 Sheffield Shield final against WA? There's a common theme running through this one, Fat.
Do we want to keep? What's Ian been doing?
He took 19 wickets one day.
He took 10 wickets. All 10, by the way. 1967. Oh. That's a bit before my time. And also not particularly interesting to me. Do we want to keep going, Gus?
No,
or have
we
you
don't.
Got the general theme of the quiz.
Yeah, I think we get this one, Jim.
Who took the Melbourne Football Club when they're on their knees in the mid-2000s? Bill, there's about another 10 questions here.
Just on their knees. They're still on their knees.
Enough from you. Hey, how's the beautiful better half, Danielle Frawley, going there, Gussie boy?
Yes. She looking after you?
She's looking right after me. She's in the kitchen now. Just made this smoothie. So I'm putting her to work. She's got a lot to do. I can't actually do a whole lot. So all I've got is her running around cooking me meals, and she's got a big whiteboard up with all the medications and what times and stuff. So she's a ripper. I'd be lost without her, Bill.
Oh, that is fantastic. Have you got a pot where you have a wee in?
No, that's called a toilet. I've got one of those.
No, there's a pot. When I had my hip done, you just get it like the old people have. You get a pot and you just roll over and piss in that.
It can get to the toilet.
I had one of those in the hospital. So after I did the surgery, we had one of those.
Ooh.
And I've got a pair of crutches that get used every now and then. And I find my way to the toilet, Bill.
I got lazy and just kept using the pot. It was
Bill's still going with it.
Except when it was full. When it got full, Jimmy, I have to say to the doll, can you empty that?
The nurse, I felt bad doing that. That was disgusting.
Now, Legacy Week, of course, last week, cool. You are an ambassador because your brother Willis is in the military, an officer in the Army. So tell us a bit about what that entails, please.
Well, they sort of came to me with that earlier in the year, and obviously with Will being a member of the Armed Forces, it probably had a bit more of a personal touch. But basically, the organisation, Jim, that just looks after, family members of servicemen, past or present, servicemen and women. And, so I did a little at-home workout, which you should have a look at, Bill. get yourself in good shape. The things you can do when you're stuck inside, stay healthy.
Like what?
Well, I did a few push-ups and a few sit-ups, Bill.
Bill, you can do some of them.
I tell you what, Legacy is fantastic. It supports Australian families after the death of a spouse or a parent in the Defence Force. And we used to do it with VB, the CUB, and VB used to get right behind it. It's a fantastic legacy. Make sure you help that out. Mm-hmm. But
it's unreal.
What can I do? I do a few little sit-ups and
do you?
At home. But not rolls. I roll in bed.
Yep.
Well, there's a few things, Bill, that we sort of go through that you should head to the social media and have a look at.
I'll have a look at that.
Hey, have a look, mate.
And the golf swing after the goals. Tell us about where did that come from, please? We saw Alex Neil Bullen just give you a little message from the ground on the weekend, but where did that start?
I must admit, I thought the end zone was having a bit too much of an effect. I saw him do the golf swing. I didn't know if I was seeing things, but it comes from, I've got a group of mates back home. Obviously, my hole-in-one is World Chronicled, Uncle James, but World Chronicled hole-in-one at the best course in the country, probably the world, depending on who you ask. But
Where did you get the hole-in-one?
The best golf course in the country, Royal Melbourne.
Happened, Fat? He's playing a Stableford round of golf. That's the fifth hole, and he had no Stableford points to that point.
And how many do you get for a hole in one?
Four holes without racking a point up.
Royal Melbourne's a bit harder than the course Uncle James plays. So
You could snaffle a point from somewhere, surely.
That's a hard course, mate. You've been out there.
Well, the way you play it, it's a hard course.
The way I see fit to great when I give you the option to come and play, I let you grace the greatest course. Then you see how hard it is. But
my God!
How many points do you get for a hole in one?
I had five that day.
Because at that stage he was off about 30, so he has come in a bit since then.
You have one. You have had one, haven't you?
I've had two, yes, but not at Royal Melbourne. I would love that. And of course, that's a signature hole, the fifth. All right, so tell us about Melbourne, Essendon, Metricon State. You got to win, and then you rely on other teams to lose.
Yes, absolutely. It's the math probably isn't in our favour as much as we'd like. We'd like it to be in our own sort of hands to secure our own fate. I hate talking about math with Bill. Not exactly the conversation we want to be having, but
he's got your measure, fat, isn't he? He's all over you.
He talks just crap, like just righto. So it's Essendon, Melbourne. You just got to win it.
Yeah, we have to win, and then there's a few other teams that have to lose, Bill. But we can't really focus on that. We've just got to go out and
just win the game. You're still doing that stupid onion stuff?
Yeah, I am. I am. The front bar are looking after it for me at the moment. They're having a bit of a laugh at my expense, so it's going real well.
Sam Peng with the bloody Oriental onions or whatever he's rolling with. Bloody Pengy. He wouldn't have a clue. He's kidding himself.
They're loving it. It's going real well at the moment.
All right, we'll let you go and convalesce. Love to Danielle, of course, and let's hope the Demons get a win for you.
Yeah, have fun convalescing, Bill.
You're exonerated.
It's the Rush Hour on Triple M. Update quiz up next. It's the Rush Hour on Triple M.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. Here's your host, Billy Brownless.
All right, before we get to you, Fat, we've got two magnificent contestants ready to roll.
We do.
But we've also got some people who missed out, but we're close. Oh. Like Benny Fraser. He said, I'd love to do the quiz, but I'm too busy taking the bins out.
Well, it is September.
We got Robbie Green. Bill's quiz is like Carlton. Always promises a lot, but never delivers. Luke Wilson. I can't do it because I'm struggling over here with our lockdown in WA. Bugger off, Luke, if you're trying to get smug about not being in lockdown. Stewie McKenzie. Can't wait for old September Bins Brownless to slaughter another quiz. Hashtag so bad it's good. Ash Hetherington. I live in Canberra. Which, even if it's not in lockdown, is still a bigger shithole than Melbourne. Jackson Phillips. Just like Jim, I'm a legend of South Australia. Oh. Also, I can speak English good, he reckons. Loki's English one of our favourites. He's been attached to the show for years. Yeah. Fat, the quiz reminds me of your 97 season.
Oh, yeah.
Telling everyone that you should have finished up long ago. Hashtag don't you laugh, mumps.
Mumps.
Little drive-by for you there, mumps.
That's you, Reb.
Shane Rogers, Sandy Roberts.
Oh, Sandy Roberts.
Carmelo Scherer says, why don't you go on with your mate Gaff?
Gaff. He's still in time.
Yeah, and he'll stay there, Bill, thank you. All right, so who have we got contesting the Hump Day quiz today?
Well, we've got the lovely Braden from Lara who joins us on the line. G'day, Braden.
Hey, Bill, JB.
Braden.
You're a cat supporter?
Yes, I am.
And what did you say when you sent in on something very hilarious?
I found a video of you looking like a bum back in 2009 on the footy show.
Oh, have we got a bit of that?
We do, actually.
Have a listen.
Dear Shane, here is a photo of a man who looks like a thumb. Check it out. Actually, Thumb Guy and Billy have got together and they're bringing out a book. It is called Thumb and Thumber.
Oh, it's a little Wayne getting some funny stuff going. All right, I like that. Who else have we got?
And we got Anthony. He's from Faulkner. He barracks for Carlton.
G'day, boys. How are we?
What? And he said something about me and Gav in Thailand chilling with the dinosaurs, Fat, from 2,000 years ago.
Yes, I like that. Well done, Ant.
Eddie Betts, Ant, at Carlton. Does he stay or does he go?
Fingers crossed, Bill. Hope for another year, but we'll see what happens.
All right. Hope for another year for Ant. And Bray likes old thumbs brandless. Fat, you ready to go? I'm, in charge of the scoring.
Yeah. Yep. Right, hey, boys. So, Braden, you just go with Braden. And Anthony, you might go with... Anthony. Yeah.
Anthony. Oh. Righto. That's your suggestion for Anthony to go with his own name.
Is Anthony there? Are you there, mate?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Fat? Number one. Yes. Who won last year's NAB Rising Star Award?
Oh, no.
Anthony.
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 Amy Walsh.
Yes. Sam Walsh. Yes. Well done to your club. You should have known, righto.
Where's he ringing from, Anthony? Where are you ringing from, Ant?
From the car.
He's in the car, Bill.
Well, put it. You know,
behind the wheel.
Yeah,
behind the wheel. Where's the wheel?
Where's the wheel, Fatty?
All right, Anthony. Yeah, just shut up and answer.
Where's the wheel, Fatty?
Put it up to your ear, maybe. Not.
Well, he's 1-0 up. He's in the car, right? Yeah.
Well, number two. Who said this?
No one team has any more right to be successful
Braid.
Than any other team.
Was that John
Westhold?
It was.
Yes, one apiece.
Still can't really work out.
Ring a ding ding.
Just clear the throat there, Ant.
He's in the car, Fat.
Oh, sounds like he's in the dunny.
All right, question three.
Number three. Who am I?
Mm-hmm.
I announced my retirement this week.
Anthony?
Yes,
oh, he's gone early. He's gone early.
Kate Simpson.
Oh, no.
Sucked
so
in.
Ray gets all.
I think this person might have announced it last week.
Oh, no. Yeah, go on, Fat.
I announced my retirement last week.
You said this week.
No, you got it wrong. I was pick one in the 2007 National Draft. I played 189 games for Carlton. My name is Matthew.
Braden.
Yes, Braden. Yes,
no,
Brady.
That's selling Ant up the river because you said I announced my retirement this week when he actually announced it last week.
Ant was he tried to get in early. Well, and bad luck, I say.
Because he got your question right.
2-1, Braden. We go to question four,
right.
And it's an audio question, boys. Right. Who is this?
Ah, yeah, sorry. I think I killed someone, right? Sorry, yeah. I was so bad to cross the net, sorry. My apologies, my sincere apologies to you, Sultan, for crossing the net.
Who's that?
Any Bray. Idea?
Yes, Bray?
I don't know the name, but it was the guy that played team, wasn't it, in the final of the US Open?
We need the name.
Need the name.
It's important, Braden, to have the name.
Medvedev, maybe?
Oh, what was that?
Too late.
Medvedev, I don't know.
Too late.
Well, Bill, I'm pretty sure I heard Medvedev.
No, but too late, Jim. Too late, bad luck,
all right,
Braden.
Too late.
Still 2-1.
All right, so Ant can tie it up here.
He can, right. Ant. You still there, Ant?
Yeah.
Good.
Right.
Number, what are we up to? Five. Adelaide Crows have won their last three games. Who have they defeated?
Yes, Ant.
Oh.
Hawthorn?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Carlton?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And.
Mm-hmm. Ant.
Ant.
Well, he's dropped off.
He's dropped off. Yeah,
righto, Braden.
GWS.
Yeah, there it is.
There's our winner.
Pretty comprehensive in the end, 3-1. Best
well
of five.
Done.
So.
What's he win?
I'll tell you what. Well, Rabbits will tell us the best prizes on radio.
A $50 grilled voucher. Make sure you say no to the bad stuff with Grilled's new 100% natural menu. No artificial colours, flavours or preservatives as well. Just natural, tasty, nice healthy burgers. So $50 to get you a couple of burgers there. Beautiful. We've also got an 11 hair care pack vote at $50 as well.
Well, they all got sent in for Bill, but funnily enough.
Braden.
He couldn't use them.
You win. You can have a first choice.
Did you say
win? They just go with a braid. You've had a win.
Yeah. Thanks, Bill. I'll go the grilled voucher. Thanks.
Grilled voucher.
Good boy.
And hair care products for Ant. Yeah, thanks, Jim. No, my pleasure.
Thanks, Jim. Thank
11
you.
Hair care pack coming your way, mate. Well done.
11Australia.com, by the way, for this.
Beautiful. Is he all right?
Superb.
Superb. Is he all right?
I think the phone in his car wasn't working too well. Fat? What have you got on, by the way? Why have you got your bloody stupid thing around your neck?
Well, that's my mask.
Yeah, I know, but you're on radio now. You don't need the mask.
Well, we're in Geelong. We're very worried about people coming down the Ring of Steel coming through there.
But
so we're on high alert down here.
When do you open up again?
Tomorrow. So we've got everyone downstairs. They're cleaning up, Jim. Oh, it's going to be spick and span, ready to go.
Crabs and I are coming.
I'm coming.
We're having a palmy. And we're having a couple off the wood.
You're from Melbourne. Guess what?
What?
You're not allowed.
I tell you, those coppers who would be at Little River there, they would love Rabs and I. We're just going to roll down and they'll go, you two are legends, through you come. Go down to the Cremorne and have an absolute blast.
Pepper spray.
Oh, now, Fat, been a nice show. What about that for a show?
Yes, lovely.
Angus Brayshaw, of course, came on, told us about his foot and also took an enormous amount of piss out of you, which I loved. Did. And actually, then the hump day quiz, we had, well, Bray was up for it. I'm not sure about Ant. We don't really know what Ant was on.
Don't know where he was.
He was or what he was up to. The phone wasn't working in his car. Hey, tomorrow we got our man, The Rock, from Port Adelaide, going beautifully, of course.
Tommy.
Top of the ladder, Tommy Rockcliffe. So looking forward to that.
Good.
Now, Bill, something humorous.
Oh, yeah, they've been good this week.
No, they haven't.
In the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Oh, here's a good one. A bit long, but just hang with me.
Right.
An older couple, Jim, made a deal that whoever died first would come back and inform the other one if there's sex after death.
Mm.
Their biggest fear was there was no sex after all.
Right.
After life at all. After a long, long life together, Jim, the husband was the first one to die.
Mm-hmm.
Always is. His ears get scrubbed off, Jim, and he just dies. Whoa. True to his word.
What is this?
He made his first contact, okay? So one night there. Marion, is that you, Bob? Yes, I've come back, like we agreed. That's wonderful. What's it like? Well, I get up in the morning, I have sex, I have breakfast, then it's off to the golf course. I bathe in the warm sun, then have sex a couple of more times. I have lunch. You'd be proud of me. I have lots of greens, salads, another romp around the golf course, and then pretty much a bit more sex and off to bed. Wow, how good's that? Then it's more sex later that night. I catch up with some much-needed sleep. Then the next day, it starts all over again. Oh, Bob, are you in heaven? No, I'm a rabbit in Ballarat.
Oh, no.
Jim, he got reincarnated, Jim.
No. What is that?
Jim, he come back.
It's just a real boring story.
It is,
isn't it?
Yeah. Like, he come back, Jim.
Like if you're at the front bar and you're just trying to have a quiet beer and a bloke's on a stool next to you and he starts telling you that, you're about a quarter of the way through, you just distance yourself you just get up and walk off. You go, actually, he's not all there, that bloke. I'm just going to take off.
Bob, come back.
What the hell is going on?
That made more sense than any of the joke he just told. Oh no. Where are we at? September bins brownless. Come on. Finish up now, Bill.
Hi, this is Warwick Kepa.